talk or so. Probably could hear me without this. But I have had such joyful life walking with the Lord that I kept saying the Holy Spirit kept prompting me to tell others about how what a joyful way it is to walk with the Lord, because from my early childhood, which was out at the forks of the river, back in the country, so far that you had to turn around and come back out because the forks of the river was down there. But my father was a gifted mechanic, and I was born in January of 1929, and there was a nearby town about 6 miles, and he worked as a mechanic in that town, and the boys, who were six boys, did the farming. And when I came along, Mama named me Martha, and then when she got pregnant again, she was going to have Mary, but Mary turned out to be Harvey. So I grew up with all those boys. And, but you know, the 29 was really the beginning of the big depression. Now, you all don't know what depression life is, and you know, I didn't know until I went to college that we were had gone through a depressive period at that time, because my mother was such a devoted Christian that I just absorbed Christianity from her. And as I played random rounds out from the barn and back, I would talk to a friend, and then the Lord just revealed himself to me. And you know, you can picture exactly where you are and how it happened. I had started the school. It had to be, I was about five or six. The school was a two-room school, not far from us. My grandfather was the principal, and my aunt was the other teacher. And they had all the classes there. But I didn't realize how poor we were, because we were happy. The boys had a wonderful time on there. They fixed up, with Dad's help, they fixed up a flatbed with a motor, old truck called Bubble. And I'm glad I wasn't a part of those escapades that they had, but they were plenty. But since I was by myself, the Lord revealed himself to me at an early age, and I just always had faith in God. And that was such a blessing, I can't tell you. And my mother was so anxious for my next older brother, who, he was very smart. He was the real intellectual in our family. And she wanted him, and she wanted me to be able to go to college. And my younger brother later also went to college. But I just knew things. I always walked in faith. I'd never worried about anything. When I finished high school, we had moved to a small town where my aunt lived, and because the school out in the county was not accredited, and I had needed to graduate from an accredited high school and able to get in college. So we moved when I was in my junior year to this little town, and I was able to get into Berry College, is where I was able to get. And went off on my senior trip, had not heard from Berry, but I knew I was going. And so sure enough, when I got back from the senior trip, there was a card saying for me to report in 2 weeks to Berry College. And every summer I was able to work and work at my tuition and was able to go to school. Now the next older brother, Frank, is still living, and she had him go to Tallulah Falls, which was a school up in North Georgia. And so he went to college, and then my younger brother was able to go to college. And so her Christian goal for us and her faith enabled us to be able to get through college. And then when I finished college, a cousin of mine told me about I majored in home economics, And a cousin told me about a teacher place available in Smyrna, Georgia. And so I went and got on as a teacher there. And so I taught for 3 years, and we had two children in the along there. And after 3 years of teaching, the salesman from Georgia Power came down and told me there was an opening with Georgia Power Company for a home economist. And I really didn't know how to drive very well, just around Smyrna, and I hesitated for a long time. But finally, I did decide to take the job with Georgia Power, which was really a good thing for me, because when I was in college, I prayed that I was so shy. Now, you can imagine coming from the Forks of the River and being in front of people, and I had prayed that I was so shy, but I prayed that the Lord would help me to be like my mother. My mother never met a stranger. And so, get over my shyness. Well, you can see I've gotten over my shyness. And so, after I finished college, I did teach in Smyrna. And then I went to work with Georgia Power and worked there 29 years. And I was had turned 55 in January. And by that time, our two children, I had a boy and a girl, and our two children were married and had their own children, and I really wanted to be able to quit. After 55, I could have retired from Georgia Power. So I talked to my husband about it, and he said, well, he wasn't sure that that was what he liked the money that I was making, because I was making good money. You Ben can understand that. But turned out that we both were able to retire at 55 and do what I wanted to do, look after my grandchildren. So after we retired, we went through several years. In fact, my grandchildren had four, and they are like my own children, really, because we spent so much time with them, and we had an apartment in the house with my daughter and her husband, who was a builder, and so we had a joyful time there. And then we moved. My husband's older brother, moved to Ellijay, because his wife's aunt had owned a place on Turnip Town Road. And she had been trying to sell it because she lost her husband and had already moved back to Marietta where her daughter was. And so he decided to buy this big house up on Turnip Town Road, and they asked us to join them in that house. When we were moving their things in, they said, pick out a room. And so we did, and we loved it. We gardened and had a joyful time there together. In fact, we liked it so much. The old house was a four-room house to begin with, and they had added on, and then we decided to add on, because the bedrooms didn't have a closet, and they were very small. So when we realized we were going to be up there a lot, and our grandsons, we had two grandsons, they loved rambling in the woods up there. So anyway, we stayed there with them, added on a room and a bath for us, and enjoyed it so much until we had been looking for property of our own. I told my sister-in-law, I said, you know, we've gotten along well, but I know when family lives together that sooner or later we're not going to love each other as much. Something's going to come up between us, and I don't want that to happen because we've been so close. Ever since we'd married, we've been real close to them. And so we found some property about a half mile down the road from them and decided to build our own house. And we had bought about 20 acres, and we picked the spot where the pine trees were. We didn't want to take out hardwood. So when we got those pine trees cleared, we found that we had the most wonderful spot in the world to be in, and a beautiful view at Walnut Mountain. But in the meantime, of course, we searched for a church after we realized we were going to be up here. And we went to Carter Kay, and the pastor and his wife, no, his pastor came out to see us and talked about us going. And we went, and so we're there when Chad came. And I look back on my life, and I'm healthy. I've been so blessed with health. I think it's because I've walked. My job requires that I walk and carry. And so I've always done a lot of walking, and I think that is what has helped me to be as healthy as I am at coming up on 84. But it's been a joyful life, because all that time I never ever doubted that God was in charge of my life. I never worried about, do you see any wrinkles on my face? I never worried about anything. I trusted in the Lord, that absolute faith. I've been so blessed to have that all my life, all that wonderful faith that the Lord is going to take care of me. And I still know that He is going to take care of me. I lost my husband back in 06, and that was a blessing, because he had a stroke and was not doing well. And we had a wonderful life together, but we'd gone down to the nursing home, and he walked down the hall and he said, "You know this is where I'm going to be." And I've not thought about that, but he was depressed because he thought that's where he was going. He shuffled. He couldn't walk well, and he shuffled. Well, about 10 days later, he got up at 5:30 in the morning to go to the bathroom, and he fell on the floor, and the Lord took him home. And I called the children. I said, "We're going to celebrate," because he's not going to be sitting down there in that nursing home for several years. And so we did celebrate. We had my granddaughter came back, and she went out and came back down the hall, and she said, "You know, I feel really bad. There's another body across the hall from us, and you all sound like you're having a cocktail party in here." We were seeing old friends, and we did have a good time, and I hope that everybody will have a good time at my funeral, because I know where I'm going. I've drawn so much closer to the Lord that sometimes I think, "Lord, just take me on." This world is getting to be too much with me. So I had 84 coming up in January. We'll have had 84 years, and to be as healthy as I am, I hope that I'll continue to have until 90. I've set my limit at 90. But now your grandmother.
She'll be 91 on your birthday.
Yes, which she and I have the same birthday, and so she'll be 91. Well, maybe I'll go further.
There you go.
Who knows? I depend on the Lord, though. I put my faith in Him.
Love you.
I love you, too.
For sure.